דבר אלוקים את כל הדברים האלה. גיב דם דה תורה. אז, after they received the Ten Commandments, oh, they have a new Torah. You can't eat this, you can't eat this, you can't eat this. And they cooked, all these things were cooked in their pots. Now these pots cannot be used. And they weren't prepared. They didn't have, they can't eat meat. They can't start now sharpen the knives, make a new shechita, eat. They can't eat. They had to eat something ready. What was ready? Milk. And they had milk. So to remember that they had milk, and you use milk to remember that our fathers ate only milk that day. That's another reason. Because if you see, I said before, Pasuk of Yom HaBikurim, Be'akrivechem, Mincha, Hadasha LaHashem B'Shavuotechem. Hadasha is Het, LaHashem Lamed, B'Shavuotechem Bet. This is Halav. That is what the Rem is on, the Halav that he had. There is another thing that is, Lama Teratzedun, Harim Gavnunim. What's Gavnunim? The simple meaning, Gavnunim Harim Gevohim. That whoever, we say Gavnunim, that were like Gabina, white. That were white like the cheese. Imagine, this is a Midrash. This is, since it's written, Harim Gavnunim, that white like the Gavina, we eat Gavina to remind ourselves from this. That's one of the names that Rav Sinai has. That's why we eat. And Machane Halav is a Minhag, Minhag Israel Kedoshim, that they eat Machane. Of course, there's another thing. The Torah was compared to the milk. Devash v'halav, tachat l'shonech. This is in Shir HaShirim. And therefore, we eat Machane Halav. And they warn us, be careful. Some people, they like to show that they eat Halav and Basar. Some they say, wait a minute. You can't eat halav and basar together. Eat machane halav, and then say b'kat hamazon. Wait an hour, then eat basar. Some say, no, we want to show that we eat in one meal. They eat halav, they are careful to eat halav first. They wash the mud, they clean, but they warn them. Don't eat something hard, that will be mas, and even between the teeth and that. Take something soft, easy, and heavy. But of course, the custom in our community, they don't do that. Most of the families, they eat dairy at night, and they eat meat during the day. Because there is a mitzvah to eat meat on Yom Tov. Especially, some of them said, Besar behema. I don't know, beef meat. Unfortunately, I can't have no beef meat. Not that way, I eat chicken if I eat. But we do this, dairy at night, meat during the day. I would rather have no meat at all, even during the day. And that's, one day I'm going to do that. But one day the family comes, we have to feed them what they like. Okay, this is a person, well, separated. Make at night dairy, especially to have light food. Person going to stay up the whole night, the first night. Surely, it's good to have light food instead of heavy food that will put him to sleep there. Makes him harder for him. Really, as we said, light. If a person takes too much milk, also put him to sleep. Mayim sha'al, halab, natana, u ya'ir. She wanted him to go sleep deep in order to kill him. Now, this is what we give about the custom of Ma'achale Halav. However, Shavuot is a holiday. The holiday when we come, especially this year, comes a Sunday. It's very difficult. The reason the books, many, many books said, it's better to wait the first night, not the second night. Second night, no one is going to argue about it. But first night, they say, Sheva Shabbatot Temimot Yena. Said, if you are going to take part of the Sheva Shabbatot for the holiday of Shavuot, the way we do every day, Tosefet, then it's not Temimot. Okay, then they come, they say, since the Torah said to me, Mot, wait. What, wait for what? Wait for Kiddush. Not to make Kiddush till already after Shekiah, 15 minutes. But not Arvit. Oh, here they want you to learn pray also. Arvit, you can pray, nothing. You pray many times, pray from Shabbat and Shabbat. And Al-Chamutah. But this is the thing. Kiddush, you wait, but the time of even though La Halacha, even Kiddush, you can do it earlier. But since today, Motzei Shabbat, you can't do that. You want to make the combination of Kiddush with Havdalah. So you want to make Havdalah, you want to make it with Borei Me'oresh. That's why you have to wait till after Tzedek Chavim. But the Arbi, it can be a little earlier. It's nothing wrong with it. I have the custom always to pray every year when there is no Motzei Shabbat. We pray Minyan Rishon. Definitely on the second day, Sunday night, we'll pray Minyan Rishon. And there's nothing to stop us from that, the second night. Only this year, the first night, it's advisable to wait because Shabbat. You have to wait, the Shabbat will be over. Of course, there is but Todi'enu. What is a Todi'enu? Instead of a Tahonantanu, why in a Tahonantanu they say, Lavdir ben Kodesh Lehol. But now there is, so Kedushat Shabbat, Kedushat Yom Tov, Vedata. Vekdashat Amecha Yisrael, Kedushatecha. That's ben Kodesh, the Kodesh. It's not ben Kodesh Lehol. Therefore, there is a special prayer, but Todi'enu, that belongs to Motzei Shabbat. When we come to Shavuot, we bring every day of Shavuot two Sefer Torah. The first day, we read, of course, Bahodesh HaShelishi, Letzet B'nei Yisrael Me'Mitzrayim, Bayom HaZeh, Ba'u Midbar Sinai. Of course, why do we read this? Understood. The whole day is Matan Torah. They tell you exactly when Hashem appeared to Am Yisrael and He gave them the Torah. That's Sefer Rishon. And we read Hamisha Olim minimum, because Yom Tov, as you know, the Olim, there is number of Olim, which is a must. Every day, Monday and Thursday, and Minchav Shabbat, must have at least three. That is not at least, the most also. We can't add. Why? Not to have Torah Tzibur. Every day they go to work, Monday and Thursday, Minchav Shabbat, also, already the people, the holy, the number three Himet Tzibur. Comes Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh, there is Arba'a Olim, one additional Olim. Comes Yom Tov, we have five Olim. Comes Kippur, we have six Olim. Comes Shabbat, we have seven Olim. That's what's called Chiyub, the Chuba. Olim that they are Chuba, these are the numbers. The question is, can we add to it or not? It's a machloket in the books. If they can add on the Olim or not. And many, many synagogues, up to now, they're careful not to add. But with a community like ours, Shema Israel, how can you limit it with the Haran? Maran said already they can add. Therefore, there is. They add, especially when there is happy occasions, are impossible. This is what they add. You see, many times they come, they tell you the Kaddish has to be after you have the minimum of Chuba. Finishes, then you say Kaddish. If you don't make that minimum, many times there is Chuba of seven Olim, and you take only six Olim in a Sefer. You don't say Kaddish then. When is that? When there is three Sefarim. They make the first Sefer six Olim. The second is the seven. And the third, the extra Maftir. Now, then, you can't say Kaddish after the first one because it's supposed to be seven Olim. And you said only six. Therefore, what they do, they make Kaddish after the second Torah. But if they add, already they make instead of six, seven at the beginning, then you say Kaddish also on the first one. That's what we do in Simchat Torah. That's what we did when came Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on Shabbat, therefore there is three Sefarim. When there is, depend, if you put already the minimum with the first Sefer, you have to say Kaddish. If not, you say the Kaddish after the second. The second Sefer is Maftir. Always the Maftir is from what? When there is holiday? From Pinchas. The second half of Parashat Pinchas, all speaking about the Korbanot of every day of the year, begins with Parashat Tamid, then Shabbat, the additional Musaf on Shabbat, V'yom HaShabbat Shenecho Asim Neshanat Temimim, besides the two of every day, then Brashachot Shechem Takev Ola LaHashem, additional. Therefore comes Rosh Chodesh on Shabbat, you have the Korban Tamid of every day, you have the additional Korbanot of Shabbat, you have additional Korbanot of Rosh Chodesh, you have many Korbanot. Then, if comes holiday on Shabbat, there is the Korbanot Tamid. All the Korbanot are mentioned well in Parashat Pinchas. All the Maftir in every holiday comes from Parashat Pinchas, that speak about that day. Here, on Shavuot, וביום הביקורים והקיבלכם אל החדשה להשם שבועות לכם את סרטון עובדיה. אין פנחס, and that is the מפתיר. Okay, then we do. מפתיר, when it comes to ביום הביקורים, the last one, therefore the הפטרה comes also, something has to do with the day. What is the הפטרה? הפטרה, the first day of שבועות, Sunday would be, coming Sunday, what would be? Would be from יחזקאל. What is יחזקאל? Ma'ase Merkaba. Yehezkel, Hashem appeared to him. He described to us how Hashem appeared to him, what he sees. Exactly like Am Yisrael, what was dead in the time of Matan Torah. We understand already what's the comparison, because the Haftarah always, they come to give us the idea of the Parasha. Why? Why they do that? Because the Goyim ordered the Jewish people not to do the mitzvot and not to learn Torah. And they used to inspect them, watch them. Are they learning Torah? Violating the law of the government or not? And they used to come, they know. When they pray in the morning, Shachrit. They come to watch them. See, they don't read the Torah. What did they do instead of Torah? They read one perek from the Nevi'im. It has to do with the things of the Torah. And therefore, that Haftarah, perek of Nevi'im, even later on, wasn't Gezerah anymore. It stayed with them from the time of the Gezerah. They gave the Parasha, and then they gave the Haftarah that has to do with the Parasha. This is Ma'aseh Merkabah, exactly. Comes this is the first day. Comes the second day. What do we have? In Chutz La'aretz, we have second day. In Eretz Yisrael, there is only one day. What do we do in Chutz La'aretz? Take parasha that has to do with the holidays. Which parasha is that? Kol HaBechor. Kol HaBechor in Chumash, Devarim Parashat Re'eh, is all the holidays over there. And therefore, we read that Kol HaBechor the second day of Shavuot, just like Shemini Atzeret, we read Kol HaBechor. The last day of Pesach, in Chutz La'aretz, we read Kol HaBechor. All the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, the last day we read Kol HaBechor, because there mentioned Shiv'a Shavuot Esporlach Ma'achel Hamesh Bakama Tahed Espor Shiv'a Shavuot. And we read it. Now, the Haftarah would be, again, same thing V'yom HaBikurim. But what will be the Haftarah? The Maftir is the same. But what the Haftarah? From Habakkuk. Habakkuk also said, Haskol Basar Mepenei Hashem Ki Ne'or Me'on Kodesho. Now, when Hashem appeared, it's written in the Midrash, the whole world was silent. Of no parah, tzipor lo tziyetza, no whistle, nothing, everything stood still. Water did not run. Running water stopped, stood still. The whole world realized something happening. Everywhere. And that's when he said, Haskol basar mepenei Hashem. You see, in some synagogues, they put on the echal. What do we put? Shebiti Hashem, then Negrit Amir. There are many things. Da'a lefinimi, ata'omeh lefinimi. There is also some places, Haskol Basar Mepenei Kachar. Quiet. This is Haskol Basar. Hush. You hush the people. Kol Basar. This is the Haftarah of Habakkuk. There is more reasons why they picked on this Haftarah, but this is the simple reason for that. Now when we come to the holiday of Shavuot, it's a, by nature, always they give us the Halachot Yom Tov and the holiday of Shavuot. Why? Pesach is a lot of Halachot. Hametz, Matzah, and everything. Sukkot is a lot about Sukkah, about the Avinim. Come Shavuot, there's no other things, only this Yom Tov. They say Atzeret, Melacha. They talk, what are Halachot Yom Tov? And they come to tell us what the Mishnah said. En ben Shabbat Yom Tov, Ela Melechet Ochel Nefesh Belvad. Because the Torah mentioned that you can do something to cook on Yom Tov. Words mentioned in Pesach. It's not mentioned every holiday, but we know from Pesach that Ratz and Yom Tov you can. Ach asher ya'aseh l'chon nefesh hu asher ye'achel l'chon nefesh hu levado ye'aseh l'achem. Then the Torah said you can do that. And we know, really, even though we said cooking, but this includes three things. What are they? Yom Tov, different from Shabbat, and three things. One is the cooking. That means you can make fire to cook. Then that means Havara is mutar. And the light is mutar. But one thing. Hachamim said, you make one light, don't make a new thing. Don't bring a new formation of light. Make it light from light, from existence. Not to have no lad, something new. From this came big problems. What do you call the electricity? If I take a match, I strike it, that's no lad, new. And you must make it candle from candle, light from light. They used to go, I remember I was a child, we used to have the light. A neighbor comes, please, you have a light for me? Yes, here is a candle. They come, they light their candle for me to go to put the fire on in order that they wouldn't have new fire coming in. And therefore, the question is electricity, what do you call it? You're forming a new light? Or this is the light over there, the generator that is in the company. You like water that you open, it comes out. But if you pay attention, the secret of light, it's not something that you really comes out. Two wires come together, there is. Separate, there's nothing. But that is still in the world, not that generator comes through it. There was an argument among the rabbis. What do you call it? It's a new or not? No lad or not no lad? Many are in the opinion this is a new. And many, the majority say, no, it's not a new. Yeah. Some people, they permitted it to put it on. We don't. After all, we have to worry. Maybe it's a new and we can do it. Baruch Hashem that God gave us the solution, the timer that we have today. We put everything on the timer. Yeah. We don't have to worry about it. The timer is put on, the timer is put off, and do you think at the time they started with the timer was no argument? Can we put the timer from the day before or not? To make honor to Baruch Hashem that they came into a decision, the timer is okay. But sometimes they come to tell you that sometimes timer is not okay. If you are going to make a timer for Shabbat and you cook it on Shabbat by the timers, it's wrong. They say, this is the orderly, definitely not to do it. Problems. Then the people come and tell you, so what's the difference? They tell you, here, I put timers for light, I put timers for this too. And they give you an argument. And of course, some of them, they came and told me, sure, put the coffee percolator and do it. And I said to someone, listen, you are Yerush Shamayim, you are Hasid. What do we argue about? Leave it to the rabbis. Argue. Well, you want to go into it? It's a problem. there is a problem. There's two different opinions about it. What do you have to take it upon yourself to do it? Then Baruch Hashem, he listened to me. He stopped doing it. Therefore, as I said, this is what comes the idea when we come to say the laws of Shem Tov. Really, from the Torah, there are many things permitted in Yom Tov that Hachamim forbid it. Every melacha that has to do with ochel nefesh, with food, cooking, the Torah is mutar. Came Hachamim and said, no, you want to make a harvest? You can't cut. By the Torah, you are permitted. Came Hachamim said, you want to grind the mill to work? Yeah, where? You are ochel nefesh. You are doing for ochel nefesh. Hachamim said, no. Anything that usually people do in a large quantity, the holiday will become hol then, will become weekday. And therefore, Hachamim forbid us from doing those things. I said, Medi Rabbanan. There's a big difference if it's Suda Oraita or Suda Rabbanan. And many, many things. If a person is a sick, there is a Suda Rabbanan, they make it for him. But if in certain things, Hachamim do not make the issue for this kind of condition. And that's why then, as I said, there are three things the Yom Tov is different from Shabbat, which is cooking, lighting from one light from another, even from the Torah is mutar, even forming a new light. But Hachamim said, no, that's called nolad, not to have. And of course, Hotza'ah, Mereshut, Lushut. Because Hotza'ah is not written only on Shabbat. But Al Yetze Ish Mimekomo Bayom Ashivayi. And they explained it was Al Yetze. He should not go out with something in his hand, which is Al Yotzi. The Targum said, Lotapiku, do not take out something from the, don't take it out. These are the things that mutar on Yom Tov, which is forbidden on Shabbat. Now there is a custom. The first night of Shavuot, to stay up the whole night. Where they got this originally from, to stay up the whole night? Number of reasons. But most of the books that mention the main thing, which is, there are two Midrashim about what was the night when Hashem gave the Torah to Israel. Some they say, one Midrash said, that Israel were anxious and knew that Hashem is going to give them the Torah. How did they know? Because 3 days before that, Hashem told Moshe, go and prepare the people for the day that I'm going to give them the Torah. He said that they should not think about daily life. They should prepare themselves to start thinking about receiving the Torah. And Moshe came and told them, I want you 3 days to be forgetting everything else. What we call them, Sheloshet Yemeh Hagbala, limitations, that he limited them from. Limited them from what? Limited them in two things. Not to have family life with their wives, and also limited them not to come close to certain borderline in the mountains. And they were preparing themselves. They knew that they are going to receive Torah. And the one that I said, they stayed up the whole night waiting when Hashem will give them the Torah. Since they stayed up, we stay up. But really, there is a Midrash that said the opposite. They went to sleep. And Moshe went to wake them up. He said, what are you doing? Hashem is going to give you the Torah now, you sleep? Get up! And all that is the Torah. That's why when Hashem can. ויביות הבוקר, בענן כבר עשו, כל שופר חזק מאוד, ויחרת כל הראשון מחנה. They woke up. So since they slept, we have to correct the wrongdoing. We have to stay up. After all, these are our fathers. Who knows? Our neshamot were there too. They say, all the neshamot? כי את אשר ישנו פה עמנו עמד היום, ואת אשר איננו פה עמנו. Therefore we say after all night. What they read, according to the Zohar, the reward of a person that stays up the whole night is unlimited. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses that person, and they tell us, if a person is doing his duty in full measure, definitely nothing will happen to him that year. Who can come and say that the whole night was spent in Kedusha without any kind of word? They say not to talk devarim betenim, from beginning of the night till the end of the night, that the whole night they would be staying up and studying. What did they do? They gave us, take the whole Tanakh, first Bereshit Bara Elohim, at the beginning and the end of the parasha. Noah, beginning and the end. Only certain parashiyot they give you more than the beginning and the end. Comes Yitro, oh wait a minute, beginning, then the whole parasha that about Matan Torah, B'chodesh HaShelishi, they read it. Then the end. They come also after the Chumash, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. They come Mishpatim, there is more. Again in Devarim, Asar Deberot. After the Chumash comes Nevi'im, beginning and the end, Yoshua, Shofetim, Shmuel. Comes Rut, wait a minute. Read the whole Rut. What happened? Everyone at the beginning and the end. The root is different. The root has a lot to do with the holiday of Shavuot. What is it? We, the Jewish people, were considered like root. Before Matan Torah, we were like root before she became Jewish. After Matan Torah, we became like root. The love of the people for the Torah, that was the love of root of all, to become part of the Jewish nation. And the kingdom of Am Yisrael came from Rut, Malchut Beit David. And David passed away on the holiday of Shavuot. This is why the custom will read Tehillim. The custom is Shavuot, they read the whole Tehillim. Not only once, even more. Some they read it twice, Kominyan Kaper. Some they read it three times. Oh, I remember when I was young, all but the Knessiot were filled with people. After they finish their prayer in the morning, they go home for lunch, they come back from lunch, what do they do? Sit under the Tehillim. They read it three times. And not only they read it, we used to go to Kever David HaMelech, walk from the new city, go to the old city, Mahshema Ma'arabim. They were controlling the place. They don't open the doors. They close all the gates, big door. This small door and the door, and one by one going, you must take your shoes off. We want to go to Ritalim. We can't leave the shoes there. We'll not stay there. And we take them with our hands till we reach from far away. You can see from a window that the Kever is over there. And we stand up to Ritalim. My son came the War of Independence. They took over. Everything opened. They went in. Medinat Israel, they opened home. They went to the Kever. They come near the Kever. They pray over there. They read over there. It's a different thing. But this is day of David HaMelech. And we read Tehillim. But during the night, what do we read? The samples. Samples from the whole Torah. We come then, they read mitzvot. Here they don't read the mitzvot, but in Eretz Yisrael, they read the Taryag mitzvot. If there is a chance, there is time, a rabbi speaks about mitzvot, and he explains them. And he gives details of that. Then they read the Midrash about Matan Torah, then they read Zohar, Kabbalah. Half a night for the Tanakh, half a night for Zohar. But, of course, it is difficult for everyone to read Zohar. There, everybody can read Zohar. You see those, the newcomers, they come from Syria, they read the Zohar, it's okay. And it's better, that's called Tikkun Leil Shavuot. Setting of the reading for the night of Shavuot was set by a Rav HaAri, based on the Zohar. And he gave it to us, And they question them, and they come, some people say, I want to read Gemara. Okay, bravo. I know you're a smart man, all that, and you want to read Gemara. But Rabbi Hida and all others, they advise us to be like the rest of the people. On the night of Shavuot, don't be a great rabbi. Be a simple Jew. Sit down and read this. Lo poresh min hatzibur. Be with the tzibur and read what they read. They tell about a Gaon Mivina. He used to read also Tikkun El Shavuot. And who was his friend? Magid Medubna, Yaakov Kranz. Yaakov Kranz was a very, very smart man. On every little thing he has, always story. And he came, Gaon Mivina was sitting reading. Yaakov Kranz came to the same room. And he opened Gemara, started learning. Gaon Mivina came to him and said, I read the Tikkun El Shavuot. Now you open the Gemara, why don't you read it? Yaakov Kranz told him, Rabbi, I'll tell you. There was a man who had a very, very big merchant, big business, everything. Then he had somebody that he raised him, he brought him up. He wanted him to do some business. He came and told him, listen, here, I'll give you some merchandise. Go, open a business and sell it. So, okay. He took the merchandise from you. The man who raised him came, opened the store, he put all the merchandise in the show window. Tell him what they're doing. You put all the merchandise here. You have to have the merchandise inside the store. It's only the samples. Say, well, I tell you, you have plenty of goods. You have a big wholesaler. He said, I don't have only the merchandise you gave me. This is all what I have. I put it there. He said, Rabbi, you have so much, then you put only the sample out. But I don't have this, all my merchandise that I have. He made a Gaon Mivina smile. This was Magid Medubna. No. Anyhow, it's a mitzvah to share together with others. If a person, Chas v'Shalom, is not well, we're not talking. A person can do it, but the person that can do it should do it and not waste time in talking. And marbe devarim mevihet, from talking comes rechilut, comes lashon hara, kan leitzanut, all kind of things. And if to keep this night pure from beginning to the end, that's a blessing for a person for later. But okay, person comes and says he stays up the whole night. You know, they're very tired at the end. What's going to be? He's going to fall asleep during the prayer. Yatsa secharo bepsedo. What you gain, you lose. Kriyat Shema, Shema Yisrael. He is falling asleep. He has to be very careful to make an effort not to fall asleep during the time of Kriyat Shema. This is... What's the gain if you stay up all night and you violate the law of the Torah to reach Shema? There is another thing. You stay up, then you pray Arbit early, you reach Shema. We rely on Kirat Shema Al HaMetah. Now there is no Kirat Shema Al HaMetah. They have to be careful to repeat the Shema before midnight. That's why we tell them right away when we finish reading Hamash, Kirat Shema. They all will yell Kirat Shema to read the Shema in order that they will read Shema on the time that you're supposed to read Shema. Now when come in the morning, then there is a question, what to do in the morning? Rabbi, we stayed up the whole night. Do we have to make a Netilat Yadayim or not? The question of having Netilat Yadayim or not, there is a doubt. Netilat Yadayim because of the night is over, we have to make Netilat Yadayim, there is Ruach Ra'a, or because we sleep. Some they say, when you sleep, there is Ruach Ra'a. You don't sleep, there is no Ruach Ra'a. If you say when you sleep, it depends on the sleep, then even if you sleep during the day. If it depends on the night, even if you stay up, then the night. But that's the question. Maybe you, both. There is night and sleeping, then Ruach Ra. But since there is a doubt, well, we make Netilat Yadayim, but we don't say Beracha. There's no anetilat yadayim. Asher yatzar, of course. He will go to the bathroom, comes, asher yatzar. Was he b'chot ha-shahar? Does he say b'chot ha-shahar or not? He was up. No. Some they say no. Some they say yes. Some say even b'kata Torah. Don't. Mahloket in the books. But already, minhag am Yisrael, that we say because minhago shel olam nitkanu. What is therefore, we say it b'chot ha-shahar and b'chot ha-Torah. The only thing, as I said, b'chat anetilat yadayim, we don't say. But they have to be very careful not to say the b'chat ha-Torah till after the break of the day. So not to say b'chat ha-Torah before alot ha-shahar. Must wait till alot ha-shahar. That's why with Baruch Hashem and Shavuot, the night is short. Alot ha-shahar is very early. Few minutes after 4. Therefore, we tell them to start the prayer at 4. Few minutes later, till they reach Hashem Melech, that's already time for Talet, time already for everything, and therefore they can pray. And we don't tell them, wait till the Netzach Hamah. People are staying up there. They have a heart. That's called Sha'at Ad-Dahak. You tell them, let them pray earlier. They would be able, really, not to sleep. This is mainly, I said in short, what is about Halachot Yom Tov, Halachot, especially Chag HaShavuot. Be'ezrat Hashem, Hashem will give us the chance to be able to fulfill our duty. As I said, to be very careful. Shabbat is Shabbat, when Shabbat is over. There is a holiday, En Yom Tov Rishon, Mechin LeYom Tov Sheni. Now comes the question. We pray Arbit early Sunday night, and we are going to eat early. Can we prepare for this? Of course. If you make a douche and you eat, you can prepare everything for this time. Don't come say, I'm preparing on Yom Tov Rishon for Yom Tov Sheni. This is part of, you make a douche, you eat, you prepare also. Therefore, it's permitted to do things on Sunday for the time of the meal that we eat. Even though we eat, that's already considered second night. That's okay, because we do eat. We do the Kiddush. Once you do the Kiddush, you prepare for it. And Be'ezrat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us a good year as we fulfill our duty. And Zeman Matan Torah, we have to rededicate our souls for the learning of Torah, practicing with the mitzvot. But as much as a person can understand the mitzvot, more mitzvot, understand the details of the mitzvot, there is the books that's written, all the Taryag mitzvot. But they should try to understand them. What are the mitzvot? This is most important. As I said, in Eretz Yisrael, they do between the time of the Torah to the time of the Zohar, they read the mitzvot. And they speak and explain many of the mitzvot as much as possible. Some people, they explain more, some less, according to their time. We used to talk over here always. We finished the Zohar early. We used to talk at least an hour and a half, 2 hours sometimes. I remember Mr. Safra used to come here because his father passed away on Shabbat. He used to stay up here the whole night with us. And he made big Saruda for them in the morning after prayer. But he stopped coming for some reason. And he goes to Eretz Israel. To Tiberia. To his credit, he built the whole place. What was before in a mess. He did there, really brought a system over there. He told the government, I want to do it, and he did. Unbelievable what he did, the change. Nobody knows what the chaos was there. And he did. The Lizchuto, they got to give him good health on that. Because he's a little bit weak recently. But Hashem will give him good health. We'll continue with his good deeds. Even though we would like to see more religious practice. But unfortunately, for a man like this, what he reached is doing a lot of good to the people. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu yahazir kol amo Yisrael b'tshuva, that they will do the mitzvot properly. Who knows if we would be in in his place, where we would be. It's not easy to judge a person to what it is. But he has respect for Torah and Talmidei Chachamim because he got it from his father. His father was a very fine man. I remember him. I discussed things with the father. Very, very fine Jew. And this is what he left for his children. They remember their father and they do appreciate it. ירצון תזכו לשנים רבות נעימות וטובות, תהיה שנה טובה בשבועות בעצרת נדונים על פירות האילן. There is a Kadosh Baruch Hu judging what will be the fruit of the trees, and they say amen, כי האדם עץ השדה, just like the tree, and they say תחיית המתים will learn from the tree, same thing with the human being. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu will let us fulfill our duty properly and give us the chance, the Hotzi min HaKoach el HaPo'al, what we have received in our Sinai, and we, Baruch Hashem, we get from our work many times, Hidushim, that Nishmato Kibela, Behar Sinai. He tells us some Hidushim. Everyone here will give us some Hidushim, Be'ezrat Hashem. We learn, a person learns, as a Hacham al-Lomed, כל אדם. אוקיי, ברוך אדוני לעולם אמן אמן, בחינם הנחשה אומר, יצא הקדוש ברוך הוא זכות ישראל, לפיכך בוא נמצא רמזות שנאמר, אדוני יחפש מעצתו, יגדיל תורה ויאדיר.